Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show where you can ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answer that your guidance wants you to know, the answer that will actually make the change that you want to have in your life. So if you have questions about your life that you've been wondering about, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Well, we're having an interesting day in Oklahoma today, and if you haven't looked at the weather, we've had a lovely storm come through, and yesterday we had ice and rain, and everything was freezing, and then it started to snow, and this morning the sun was shining, and all that snow, and the temperature's going to drop all day long. It started out at like 23 degrees, and by the night it's supposed to be 5 degrees, which for us is incredibly cold. So this is going to be a weekend where most people are going to be spending their time indoors. And the house that I live in actually has a hill for a driveway, so I'm not going anywhere. But it's also an opportunity for reflection. I now have time to just sit and be, which sometimes is good, and sometimes I really don't want to. You know, it's all a part of our whole programming, you know, that we are always supposed to be doing something. And if we're not doing something, well, then we're just wasting our time. We're not having that impact on the world that we're supposed to be having. And sometimes we get little reminders that it's okay just to be. So now there will be people spending time with their families that they wouldn't ordinarily spend with them. But there's no school. Most people's jobs are closed. So it's a time where you actually get to look at your life if you choose to do so. And to really make decisions about what it is you want. Who it is you want to be. And hopefully most people will take advantage of this and will actually go within themselves and really start looking at things. So my guidance, of course, had me start even last night while I was asleep. So I was having these really interesting dreams, and I was getting these choices. And I think it's all connected with a group that I have phone conference with every Thursday. And one of the group members was talking about how they'd had a dream and something that happened, and they'd realized they had a choice about being afraid or not. And those were the kind of dreams that I was having last night. So thank you, Scott. But it was interesting to realize that even when it was something that would ordinarily be frightening, I actually wasn't afraid. I didn't feel any fear in the dreams. And this is all part of, you know, my whole awakening, if you want to call it that, or whatever you want to call it, to realize that fear truly is optional. There is absolutely nothing that we need to be afraid of. And so I've been getting that reinforced today, because when it snows and everything is so quiet, and it is so incredibly quiet outside, and the street that I live on is usually fairly busy, so there's usually cars coming and going all the time. And today it's just absolute quiet. And then I start noticing all the noises that the house makes. And I hadn't realized how noisy this house can be sometimes. But it's all part of me recognizing that even though I hear all these creaking and things going on in this house, and I'm the only one in it, so I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to be afraid of anything. Even when I was out yesterday driving in the beautiful raining ice stuff that was covering cars and having people pull over to the side to clear their windshield before they could move forward because it was coming down so fast and thick that if you didn't have your car completely warmed up, you just couldn't see. I still wasn't afraid. I wasn't driving along thinking, oh my gosh, please don't let anybody hit me or anything like that. Those thoughts never crossed my mind. I just found it an amazing experience. I wasn't really crazy about being out in that cold, wind, rain situation, but there was no problem with it. So doing the work that, you know, I've been doing on myself, all of the forgiveness work, because I just keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. Yesterday I was forgiving the ice and snow and everything else. It really is making a difference in me, in how I feel, and in how my life flows. And I'm seeing those differences. One of the things that happened yesterday, which I just cracked up when it happened, was it was raining ice. And we had had a few years ago where it had rained ice and it had coated all of the power lines and knocked out power for days, and, you know, and it was just horrendous. And so it had been doing all this yucky stuff for about an hour. And I was on my way home and I said to my guidance, I said, I understand that this weather is, you know, the way that it is, but can we just switch to snow? And right that second, it started to snow. And I just had to laugh because they're always saying, ask for what you want so that you can receive it. And, you know, we're always like, yeah, 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 like you guys would really do what I ask you to do. So when I asked for snow and it instantly started to snow, it was just such an absolute delight. And it wasn't one of those things, you know, like I was on a power trip or anything. It was just an incredible amount of joy over the whole idea that, yeah, I really can ask for what I want and have it happen. And I've actually been seeing that several times this week where I have wanted something and I've asked for it and things have just fallen in place for it to happen. And I didn't have to do anything. And that's one of the beautiful things that they're always telling us, that we don't have to do all this stuff that we do. When we ask our guidance for assistance and we allow them to assist us, things just magically happen. And it's absolutely true. So the more we clear ourselves of all of those old beliefs that have all of those limitations about what we can and cannot have in our lives, the more we open up to miracles, to blessings, to the incredibleness of life. And I've seen that with situations that frankly, were bringing tension into the lives of several people that I do different things with. And I've been, you know, being detached because I really don't want the tension that they're welcoming into their lives. But I wanted my angels, my angelic teams to dissolve the situation or diffuse it or however you want to say it so that these people could actually see that they really do care about each other and it's okay for them to interact. And so all week, you know, it's been a very push-me, pull-me kind of situation with these people. And yesterday I was talking with one of the people, and the words that they were saying were just, it was a total opposite of what they had been saying just 2 days before about the same person. They were actually expressing concern about this person. It was like they were realizing that, yeah, I really care about this person. And I was like, oh, thank you, angels. You are doing your job, and I really appreciate it. Because, you know, the tension between people really has an influence on everybody around them. So if you have someone, you know, that you're always with, that's having an impact on everybody who's having any kind of interaction with the two of you or with you separately, especially if you're spending all your time talking about how horrible the other person is. And so seeing that difference was another confirmation to me that when we do ask the angels to help us, they really do it. They are really working to dissolve the tension in this situation, and it just feels better. And so, you know, there's so many things in my life now that I can look at and I can see how they are having an impact. And it's amazing how many years, you know, I went through and I never asked for anything. And all of that was part of my beliefs about me, about whether or not I actually deserved to have what I wanted. And there was a time when I didn't believe that I did deserve it. I thought that I had to, you know, fix the world first, and then I would have proven that I was good enough to have God do something nice for me. But since I never could be good enough, I could never ask God to do anything nice because I didn't deserve it. And you can see how that's a self-perpetuating situation. That's one of the ways we sabotage ourselves. And so now that I'm forgiving myself for all of that stuff, and it's making a huge difference in me, in how I feel about me, in what I allow in my life. It's also changing the way other people treat me. I have more and more people just being incredibly nice to me, even though they don't know me. I have more and more people just smiling when they see me, and they don't know me. I have more and more people just saying nice things out of the blue, even if they don't know me. So I can see how my life is changing, how it is flowing, because I'm letting go of all of that garbage that I had carried around for over 50 years. And I strongly encourage each and every one of you to do the same thing, to let your life change, to allow you to raise your vibrational rate so that you can actually live in a state of happiness and joy where you can actually have the things that you want, where you can ask for miracles and see them happen. Because it's not just me. I'm not special in the eyes of God. We're all equal. And so anything that I am capable of, you are capable of. Any change you want to have in your life, you can have it. You just have to get all of that crap out of the way. And we do have so much crap. So, you know, you can just make it something simple. Let's say you just want to change your weight for whatever reason. You might be underweight or overweight, whatever the reason is. So you can just, for the next couple of days, just whatever you think about it, say, I forgive my weight. If you think you're fat, say, I forgive my fat. If you think you're too skinny, say, I forgive my skinniness. However you want to word it, whatever feels right for you, but just say that phrase over and over. And the interesting thing about it, when I'm doing that, when I'm just saying a phrase over and over, it's like I can just feel things dissolving inside of me. It's just a weird feeling. I mean, it's not painful or anything, you know, it doesn't cause me any discomfort. It's just I'm letting go. And I can feel myself letting go in places I didn't even know I was holding anything. So it's really amazing to realize how we really do hang on to things, not just in our minds, but in our physical bodies. We store our little stuff all over the place. You know, you've probably heard that if you have issues with money, you probably have back pains because you have a belief that you do not have support. And, you know, your back is part of your support structure of your body. So if you do have back pain, you might just want to spend the day saying, I forgive money. You can also just say, I forgive me. You can forgive yourself. You don't have to specify what it is you did wrong. You can just say, I forgive me. And just say it over and over and feel the releases. Sometimes the things that we can do to actually bring about big changes in our lives are just so incredibly simple. I mean, what could be less complicated than just saying, I forgive me? And for some people, that is incredibly hard to say. Because you have all of these beliefs about the things that you've done wrong, the reasons you're just not worthy, all of the sins you've committed, all of this garbage. And it is garbage because it's not true. In the eyes of God, you are absolutely wonderful. You haven't done anything wrong. You've made choices in your life and you've lived with those choices, and that's all there is to it. Despite what, you know, you might have been taught by some religion, God doesn't look at things you've done wrong because God doesn't see wrong. And for some people, that's like, oh my gosh, you can't say something like that. But I've had enough conversations with my guides and my angels to know that that's absolutely true. God doesn't see wrong. That's something that we create. That's something that we were taught with, that we are human and humans are filled with sin and all of this other crap, and that we have to go through life and prove our worthiness and all this other crap. And I'm sorry if the word crap offends you, but it is crap. Because none of that is true. It's a human thing. That's not God. We really do take this incredible being of pure, unconditional love that is everywhere, in everything, in every moment, and there is no way that we are ever separated. And we turn him into this petty little man with a white beard sitting on a throne going, oh, you shouldn't have done that. I'm going to have to slight you now. It's really ridiculous. The more I come to connect with and understand the truth of who I am, of who each and every one of us are, the more I just can't accept any of that crap. It's just people trying to control people, because that's what it comes down to. And I'm not saying that everything about religion is wrong, because it's not. But when you give your power to someone or something else, then you're not really living your own life. if you really want to be who you truly are, then go within yourself. Connect with your guidance. Connect with the truth of you and start living your life through your own spiritual being. And if you have questions, just ask your higher self, your angels, your guides. Ask them. And if they send you to a person, then you can talk to that person. But if they don't send you to a person, don't go to some person because they have, you know, the doctorate or the certificate or the whatever it is that they have and think that they are actually going to know what's right with you. Unless they are someone who is connected with their guidance and willing to allow the answer to flow through that guidance, what you're going to get is going to be their opinion. And their opinion is based on all of the beliefs that they have. And you don't even know what all beliefs they have. It's time for us to start trusting our own heart. Trusting God within us first. And for some people, that's a difficult concept, and I understand that. And I'm not saying that you have to do everything the way that I do it, because you don't. You're you, I'm me, and you do what's right for you, and I respect that. And I would never try to tell you that you have to do something this way in order to get to where you're going. Not even my guidance tells me that. They'll recommend the best way for me to do it, but whether or not I do it that way is my choice. So anytime anybody is telling you that this is what you have to do, they're not coming from guidance. They're coming from ego. The ego likes to control. In fact, if ego isn't controlling, ego is not happy. Ego is such an interesting little thing to play with. But we give ego control in our lives, and it's time for us to stop doing that. Because frankly, when you look around and you see all of the chaos and crap going on in the world, that's ego. Is that really what you want running your life? So we get to make a decision. In every moment we make decisions about who we're going to listen to. Are we going to listen to that loud, annoying voice that's always telling us things that really don't work? Time after time they don't work, and every time it has an excuse for why it didn't work and why you should listen to it again. Or are you going to take the time to really get in touch with you, to spend time going within and getting to know your higher self, your angel, whomever it is, and really allowing your life to flow from that unconditional love? A lot of people have a problem with the whole idea of unconditional. And again, that's ego, because ego likes condition. Ego likes restriction. It likes rules. It likes regulations. It says if you pass this law demanding that everyone go this speed limit, then the world will be a safer place. And so we pass these laws saying everyone's supposed to go this one particular speed limit. And then we have to give other rules to enforce what's going to happen if you don't follow the rule. So then we have these nice people driving around in cars with sirens, and if you're going faster than the speed limit, then they pull you over and give you a ticket and you go to court, or you just go and pay a huge fine, and this brings you back into the regulations. And we know that this works because they've been doing it for years, and now no one ever speeds. They don't. Everyone knows that's the rule, and they respect that rule, and everyone drives the speed limit every single moment. And I laugh because that is really what people expect to happen with rules and regulations, and I have yet to see it happen. Even when they were making rules that if you didn't follow the rules, you had to die, there were people who were still not following the rules. They were choosing death over following the rules, created to be regulated. We really weren't. Now, I'm not telling you to go out speeding or breaking any laws. You know, that's your choice. If you want to do it, that's your choice. But look at your life. Look at the rules and regulations that you have set for yourself. And we do have all kinds of rules and regulations that we've set for ourselves. If you don't believe me, look at what you do in the morning when you wake up. You have a set of habits. Your habits are your rules and regulations. And if something happens and you don't get to do the things that you normally do in the sequence that you normally do them, does it just screw up your whole day? And if it does, that's because you didn't follow your rules and regulations. You see, we don't really think about our habits, rules, and regulations. We don't think about other people's habits as rules and regulations. It just becomes a normal part of our existence. You know, if you are one of those people that has to have a cup of coffee in the morning, what happens if you don't get your cup of coffee? Now, I know some people who are so regimented about having that cup of coffee that if they don't have it, their whole day is ruined, and they get to have a headache. This is all part of what they have set up about their own lives. This is part of their rules and regulations for themselves. So you can have all of these rules and regulations and not even recognize that that's what they are. If you have your life planned out by the moment, you know, on Tuesdays at 3, you know, go to the grocery store or whatever, then that's part of your rules and regulations. So look at what it is you do, how you behave, and see how you have drawn the lines about you, about things in your life. And we do this about tiny little things and about huge things. You know, the rule that you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day. Now, if I look out the window right now, all I see out there is snow, which is absolutely white. That means that God is breaking the rule, because right now the earth is wearing white, and that's against the regulation. I wonder what's going to happen to God. It's all kind of silly when you think about it. But usually we don't think about it. We never notice. We just do it. And then after a while, if we don't do it, we think that things are not working because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So we set up our lives so that it has to be a particular way. And when you start forgiving, you start letting go of those rules and regulations. And if you want to, you know, forgive coffee, go ahead, do it, and see how much of a hold it has on you after you do that for a while. I used to be a chocolate addict, and I'm serious, I was. I had to have my chocolate every day. Everyone who knew me knew that I had to have some chocolate every day, not at a particular time, but over the course of that 24 hours, I had to eat some chocolate. And there were times when I would send my ex-husband out and say, okay, I haven't had my chocolate. Just go to the store and give me a little bag of M&Ms or something, because I have to have my chocolate. And he would actually do it, because he knew that if I didn't get my chocolate, I would not be an easy person to live with. And so I decided that I was going to give me a little while, because apparently it was one that I really, 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 really decided that I had to have. But after I let it go, it was amazing to me. Because before, if I went to the store, I would notice every single chocolate thing in that store. I would notice without noticing, but I would know, you know, that's where I could go to get that particular chocolate, and I could go over there and get that particular chocolate. If anyone had a question about chocolate in that store and they asked me, I could tell them where to go to find that chocolate. And after I let go of that addiction and I'm walking through and I get to the checkout and I look over and there's chocolate and I think, huh, I don't want any. And it was just incredibly freeing. Because I didn't have to have that chocolate. Fine without chocolate. You can do that with any addiction. You don't have to hang on to any of it. No matter how much scientific evidence shows that letting go of this addiction will be the most incredibly difficult thing that you have ever done, and you will probably go back several times before you successfully let it go, no matter what kind of crap is out there about it, you can actually let it go. And you can work on it yourself and just start forgiving whatever it is that you're addicted to. And if you find yourself still consuming it, forgive yourself. And just keep forgiving. And after a little while, you'll find that you really don't have an attraction to it. And the attraction may just disappear. Now, I can still eat chocolate, but I don't have to eat it. I don't have to have it. I cooked this big pan of chocolate caramel brownies for Thanksgiving, and I never even tasted them. And I didn't want to. It really had no appeal to me. So my life isn't worse because I've given up chocolate. I just have the freedom to choose. And that's what you get when you give up an addiction. Because if you have an addiction, then whatever it is you're addicted to actually has power because you've given it power. It has control in your life. Why do we give control to other things, to other people? We don't need to. There's absolutely nothing that chocolate was providing me with that I can't have without chocolate. I can be absolutely happy and content and never eat another piece of chocolate in my life because I've taken back my power. And you can do that by forgiving. So really look at your life. Look at what it is that you are experiencing and what it is you want to experience. And start allowing yourself the freedom, your choices. Because all of those rules and regulations really just take away your freedom. Why do you want to give up your freedom? There are some people who believe, you know, that if everybody is just following their hearts and doing whatever their heart wants, then the world will be just totally chaotic and there will be people running around naked and all kinds of weird and crazy things going on. Frankly, you've got that now in some places. So the interesting thing about following your heart and doing things from unconditional love is that you don't do anything that will harm you or anybody else. Part of the whole setup of unconditional love is that it's harmless. Everything you do has to be harmless. So if you believe that everyone was really following their heart and coming from unconditional love and you would have people out murdering people, they wouldn't. It wouldn't cross their minds to do that because everything would come from that love, from that harmlessness. And so there will be absolutely no reason to do anything to harm anybody else. That actually comes from ego, from the belief that that person has more than me or that person is better than me and all of that judgment that comes from ego. That's what creates all of those destructive situations, those destructive feelings. If you're coming from your heart, if you're coming from that pure, unconditional love, you don't want to harm anyone. And you don't want anyone to harm you. You want things to flow with grace and ease and love. You want what's best for you and for everyone else. And you honor and respect yourself. So why wouldn't we want a world that way? Why wouldn't we want a world where everyone has more than enough? Why wouldn't we want a world where there didn't need to be any violence? There would be absolutely no reason why anyone would ever need to be violent. Everyone would be open, forgiving, loving. It would be absolutely amazing to live in a world where you could ask for whatever you desire and just have it manifest just instantly. Because you wouldn't have all of those rules and regulations about how things have to come into your life. And it could happen. Just like the snow. Can you imagine what your life would be if you could just ask for anything at any time and have it? And if you were always coming from that unconditional love, so you would only ask for what you actually wanted, not for what you believe based on commercials would make you happy. You didn't have to have the biggest, shiniest, reddest car in the whole world or anything like that. You would be coming from love. And you would be instantly manifesting whatever it is you desire. See, to me, that feels really good. I would really like that. But, you know, if you think that that would be a horrible situation and you really would rather have struggle and strife and, you know, pain and sickness and all of those other things that just don't feel good, then I love you enough to say, go ahead, have that. Because I don't want to control you. I don't ever want to control you. You always have the freedom to make your own choices. And even if your freedom, your choices are completely different than my choices, I don't want to take them from you. Because that's you. Respecting other people is a natural extension of respecting yourself. And I really don't want you telling me what I should and shouldn't do, so why on earth would I do that to you? And that's something that we don't really think about, that we wouldn't want someone else dictating our lives when we're dictating someone else. But think about that. Think about that in your life. Think about the situations where you do try to dictate what someone else should do. Is that really coming from love? Because more than likely it's kind of an ego thing, that little ego's need to control. You don't have to live that way. So we get to make all of these wonderful choices about what we experience and when we experience and all of that kind of stuff. And we get to make those choices in every single moment. Because you're always making a choice. So what are you choosing? How are you allowing your life to flow or keeping your life from flowing? Are you in a relationship with someone that you truly, truly love? Someone that you absolutely adore and think is so wonderful and can absolutely do no wrong? And the answer should be yes, and that relationship should be with yourself. Because you don't have to have someone else to complete you. You're already complete. You're already magnificent and beautiful and wonderful. You are already this powerful spiritual being. You just may not realize it, but that doesn't keep you from being it. So do the forgiveness work. Do it the easy way. You know, just say, I forgive, and pick something that you want to forgive. And then every day, just pick something new that you want to forgive. And see how your life changes. See how you feel when you do it. And if it doesn't work for you, stop doing it. And if it does work for you and you want to keep doing it, keep doing it. There's really no limit to what you can forgive. And if you start with the small stuff and you start getting rid of all of that, you'll find that the big stuff actually becomes smaller. And one day you'll be able to forgive something that you thought you would never, ever be able to forgive because that was such a terrible thing. And it'll happen easily. And then you'll be like, why on earth did I wait so long? We really are making choices in every moment. How do you want your life to be? Who do you want to be? That is a choice that you make in every moment. It's interesting how some people that I know live in the future. They really do. Every single moment they are thinking about how much better everything is going to be. They are working towards achieving that better life. They are working to get that better car, that better home, that better whatever. They are always living in the future, moving towards the better, the better, the better. And they don't actually pay any attention to right now. Why do you have to wait till tomorrow to be happy? Why can't you be happy right now? What's wrong with right now? Right now is absolutely great. Right now, in this moment, you can make the decision, I'm going to be happy. And be happy. You don't have to wait until you have all of that stuff that you might have been taught that you have to have in order to be happy, because you don't have to have any of it to be happy. You can just be happy. The same thing with being at peace. Being at peace with you. You don't have to have anything before that can happen. You can just make the decision. I'm going to be at peace. And just take a nice deep breath. Let it go. Let it go. Really let it go. Find yourself at peace. How easy is that? I spent a lot of years looking at different healing modalities, you know, learning all of these things and learning like EFT with the tapping, and you tap on this point, this point, this point, this point. And I know how to do those things, but I don't do them. I don't need to do them. I realize now that it really doesn't have to be that complicated. I don't have to memorize a formula in order to let go. All I have to say is I forgive. And when I really mean it, when I am saying that from my heart, then it's happening. I'm letting it go. We often make things so much more complicated than they need to be. So start small. Start with something simple. And just forgive it. Another wonderful way of letting things go is being thankful. And I know the whole idea of being thankful doesn't match letting things go. Being thankful doesn't release anything, but actually it does. When you are coming from gratitude, when you are focusing on what you are thankful for, you are letting go of everything else. You are saying, this is what I am feeling. And the more you do it, the more you focus on what you actually are thankful for in your life, the more you are allowing your life to change. Because what you are feeling when you are feeling that gratitude is what you are asking the universe to provide more of. So it's got to clear out some of that clutter to let in more of what you are thankful for. So anything that is not in alignment with what you are expressing gratitude for will have to go. And you can combine the two. You can say, I forgive, and then say thank you. You know, it's like the Ho'oponopono, I think that's the name of it, which is thank you, I love you, forgive, there's something else. I can't remember. But you can look it up. It's just another way of tapping into what it is you actually want to experience in life. It's just another way of you being free. And just remember, it really doesn't have to be complicated. And if you think about things in your life and the people that you know and what you experience, when you want someone to show that they love you, that they appreciate you, that they value you, you're not asking that they go out, you know, and buy a $20,000 diamond bracelet in order to show how they feel. Most of the time, we just want them to say, thank you. That's it. That's all we want. We just want to hear, thank you. Well, when you're dealing with things concerning you, you don't have to go out and, you know, buy something extravagant to show yourself how you feel about you. You can just say thank you. You can be grateful to yourself for being you, for being alive, for having this opportunity to experience this planet, for breathing. It doesn't have to be complicated. We make things complicated. I'm not sure exactly why we make things complicated, because it really doesn't matter why we do it, but you don't have to keep doing it. Make it simple. Just say thank you. Make it simple. Just say, I forgive you. And you can do that with other people. Someone's done something and you are mad at them, start saying, I forgive you. Or just say, I forgive, and whatever their name is. And just keep saying it. And you'll find that the anger dissolves. And you can look at that person that you were mad at and thinking all of those horrible thoughts about and realize that you actually love them. And you don't have to be mad anymore. You just let it go. Better than, you know, taking your feelings and just stuffing them inside. There are some people who get angry and they think, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to get angry. Anger is not a good thing. I don't want to feel anger. And so they take the anger and they shove it inside themselves. that's not a good thing to do, because one day that anger is going to come out in some way, usually in some physical ailment or some pain. Could be a disease, could be cancer. You know, when you are shoving your emotions inside of you, then it's going to eat away at you, literally, not just figuratively. But when you forgive it, you're not shoving it inside. You're not keeping it. You're letting it go. So you can try it also with a pain. Let's say you've got a pain in your hip for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. And you can just spend a day, a week, a month, whatever time you want to, just saying, I forgive this pain. I forgive this pain in my hip. I just say it over and over. And see how the pain reacts. The things that we find wrong within our bodies are based in beliefs that we have. Everything starts with something we believe. So when you are forgiving, you are letting go of the belief. And when the belief is completely gone, there's absolutely no reason why you need to have the pain. Absolutely no reason. And so if you forgive and the pain goes away and then the next day the pain is back, it's because there's still something there that you believe. So forgive. And you can make your forgiveness states as elaborate as you want to. It really doesn't matter how complicated you make it. That's up to you. You know, if you need complicated things, then go ahead and complicate things. The point is that you actually do it. That you actually say, I forgive. That you actually say, thank you. That you actually recognize that it's okay for you to love you. That you actually start letting go of the rules and regulations that have run your life. That you actually allow things to change. So how you do it is completely up to you. When you do it, hey, that's up to you too. You can put it off for, you know, a few thousand lifetimes if you want to. Hey, that's your choice. Or you can start now. And in this moment, you could feel better. In this moment, you can raise your vibration. In this moment, you can make a difference in your life and in the world. So it's up to you. If you do any of these things and anything comes up and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, if you have any kind of questions or anything like that, send me an email. And I'll be happy to tell you whatever it is your guidance wants you to know. Because this is the time when we are, each and every one of us, changing the world by changing ourselves. And you have support. So why not do it? Why not do it? And if you only have 5 spare minutes a day, then fine. Just spend the 5 spare minutes that you have. Of course, if you only have 5 spare minutes a day, then maybe the first thing you should forgive is time. And yes, you can forgive time, because we've been taught that there's a limited amount of time and you've got to use the time wisely, because you're never going to get more time. And time is what rules everything in this world. Can you see all the rules and regulations we've got around time? So forgiving time will actually give you more time, because then you won't be focused on how little time you have. You can also forgive lack. because, you know, we have lack issues about so much time, money, space, whatever. So when you are forgiving lack, you are forgiving all of that. And you can start clearing out all of those little rules and regulations you have about how you can't have enough because you lack everything in life. Do it and see if it makes a difference. Or don't do it. It is your choice. Always. It is your choice. But I will tell you, it works better than complaining. Because complaining doesn't ever actually change anything. I really can't think of anyone that I know of who's a big complainer that ever tells me that it's gotten better. They usually just keep complaining. We do a lot of things that don't work. And we keep doing them. And we keep expecting them to work. Even though we have years of evidence that it doesn't work. We really are interesting beings, and we really can get into our habits and our little rut and have a hard time getting out. You can forgive your rut. You can forgive your habits. You can forgive your spouse and your kids and your parents. You can forgive the government. You can forgive the banking system. You can forgive anything. You can forgive everything. You can also forgive God. Not that God ever did anything wrong, but you have rules and regulations about God, just like you have rules and regulations about you. So forgive God. Forgive yourself. Forgive religion. Forgive, 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 forgive. And when you finish forgiving, the whole point is to make your life better. And if you want your life to be better, then you've got to dump all of the old garbage. And forgiving is an easy way to do that. So I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and that everyone gets to stay nice and warm. And if you have any questions about doing any of this work, send me an email. You can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of places where you can contact me. This is your opportunity to make your life into what you truly want it to be. And you have so much assistance around you. Each and every one of us is surrounded by all of these beautiful angelic beings, and they are just waiting for us to ask. So ask. And allow your life to evolve into something more magical and beautiful than you've ever imagined. Allow yourself to ask. And let miracles be a normal part of your existence. Lots of love. Talk to you again on Tuesday. Bye-bye, everybody.